Welcome to Business Leaders Coach, where we educate, enable, equip, and empower you to become the best leader that you can be. My name is Toya Shimbi, founder of Business Leaders Coach. And at Business Leaders Coach, we work with CEOs and their leadership teams, companies that are scaling up and want to accelerate their learning. On this podcast, I bring you practical steps that you can apply in your leadership today. We draw wisdom from some of the best business books, bring on guests and entrepreneurs and authors as well. You can go to businessleaderscoach.com/podcast, subscribe so that we can send each episode and any templates or tools that come with these subsequent episodes. So we've been looking at how to fail forward, and last week's episode was to help us see that failure is part of life and that we should not therefore make it define who we are. And if you remember, the statement was that failure is part of life. I must accept it, but not make it define who I am. I hope that you've been able to implement that in your thinking, just to shift your perspective around failure. We're going to continue on this about failing forward. So if that is the case, then when we do fail, now that we've accepted that it's going to happen, how should we respond? Well, let me tell you this story that might help put things in context. In his book, Henry Cloud's book, Integrity, he shares a story about a dog food company that hit hard times. Sales were bad and not getting better. The CEO had begun the company and was very attached to its performance. When things were going the wrong way, he was not happy. Being the decisive type that he was, he decided to take action. So he fired the outside advertising firm that did all the national campaigns. The company geared up for the new branding push, new packaging, a new look, and even a new model on the bag. Certainly, great things were in store. But when the numbers came in, they were about the same. The CEO was more angry. Another inept advertising firm had failed him. What to do? Get rid of them and find me a good one this time, he ordered his team. No more losers. We're spending too much in advertising to let this happen again. They moved quickly, hired the best, and launched with great expectations. Certainly, this one would do the trick. New displays in the retail space, samples left in pet stores and on doorsteps, treats given out at parks where people walk their dogs. No stone was left unturned in the dog world. They were going to know about this food. No dog left behind. Then, the first quarter returns came in with the new thrust. No gains. Sales were the same. The CEO made another move, this time even more drastic. He fired his marketing department and replaced them with the best and the brightest. Now, finally, all the incompetence was eliminated. No more losers inside or outside the company. A new start. The new team put together the plan, the new plan that was executed. It was viciously executed. When the numbers came in, no one was happy. They were basically the same as they had been for the previous few years. No gains. The CEO called a meeting. He wanted to know who was responsible for this. Someone was not doing his job, he said, and he wanted to know who. Find him and get me someone who can make this work, was his message. Right in the middle of the meeting, as he was breaking down delivery schedules in supply chains, space allocations in stores, demographics and pricing of the advertising focus, and other execution issues, a young, somewhat quiet, non-assuming little manager raised his hand and said, "Sir, may I say something?" he asked. "Yes, Jones. What is it?" the CEO inquired, a little thrown by this his interruption. Jones said, "Sir, the dogs don't like it." The room was quiet for what seemed like a long time as the CEO just looked at Jones. You know, I always laugh about this story because no matter how much of your campaign and everything, and if the product doesn't sell, if the product isn't good, they're not going to buy it. But the main thing here is, what can we learn from this story? You know, how do we handle failure when something is not working? The question we should ask is, what do I need to learn from this? And then you need to also have an open mind to hear the answer. And so today's point is, you know, as if I have failed, what do I still need to learn? That's the thing. What do I still need to learn? And so we're going to look at three quick points that can just give us some guidance on this. Is that if that's the case, if we are now accepting failure as part of the process, the number one is, failure is an opportunity to learn. This means that we need to ask the question, what can I learn from this? You know, that actually the failure is telling us something that perhaps we're not getting right. And if this CEO had a different perspective, rather than firing people, he could have still used that first team to inquire, what did we do well? What did we do wrong? Again, let's find out from the customers, for instance, do they like it? Are they going to buy it again? And not wanting to go there, he's only thinking about what he can do rather than seeing it as a learning opportunity. Therefore, number two is that we should then take an MVP's perspective. MVP meaning a minimum viable product. This is where lean startup comes from. And we should take that approach into many other areas in our lives. You know, it's that mindset that is seeing failure as not the end goal, but actually it's an iteration. You know, it didn't go well. Let's go through this cycle again. What do we need to tweak? What do we need to change? What approach do we need to have? What can I learn from this? Again, still becomes the question. And therefore, as we are sort of coming through this thinking, ultimately, number three, we should then see things as experiments. I think that the more we had this experimental perspective on our failures, then perhaps we can shift our perspective of the role we play in it. The moment we see something as an experiment, the moment you say, this is an experiment, subconsciously, you are already allowing yourself to make mistakes. Isn't that true? I mean, you don't go into the lab saying that we're going to experiment on this and you coming out categorically, coming out saying that you know what the answer is. Well, you can't actually use the word experiment and think that you automatically know the outcome, because an experiment is trying to see what would work. And I think that this is the mindset shift that you and I need to have when it comes to failing forward. So what's the mindset shift statement? I will look at my failures as an opportunity to learn. And the question simply is, what can I learn from this? What can I learn from this? So I hope that this point in today's episode really helps you to shift that perspective, that if you are going through any kind of failure with you, your team, it's not working, the marketing's not working, the team's not working, the message isn't getting heard, or it's not coming through, or whatever it is that you're building, see it as an experiment. See it as an opportunity to learn. See it as an MVP. And that way, you see it as an iteration. And again, coming back to episode one, therefore you don't take it personally. It's not impacting your self-image. And perhaps you're more likely to handle this failure much better. So that's it for today. The statement again is the mindset shift. I will look at my failures as an opportunity to learn. And the question is, what can I learn from this? Next week's episode, or if this is you're watching this and it's already been recorded, just go to the next one. And we're going to be looking at, have I done everything I could, you know, rather than blaming others. And we'll look at that because that's also an important part of failing forward. But for now, this is Toyo Shimbi for Business Leaders Coach. Again, if you're listening to this for the first time, you can go to businessleaderscoach.com/podcast subscribe. Or if you're watching this or listening to this on any of your favorite podcast place, you can subscribe as well and leave a comment. And you can email me, toye@businessleaderscoach.com, for feedback, questions, etc. Love to hear from you. And I'll look forward to speaking to you next week. Thank you.